Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a way with words and it's the cause of all my problems. I've got my mind set and that's the way it is. I never thought it could get this bad. When I had you in my pocket, everything was just fine. And you got a big mouth and the streets are talking about the way you walk around like you own the place. You got a big mouth and you should have shut it. Yeah, you should have shut it in the first place. All the things I said, what were they really worth?
Physical, spiritual, and meta-scientific truth radio show with me, your host, Dionysus, on this very, very relaxing and melancholic Friday. Today, joining me will be my special guest, Ronald Kaur, a self-taught numerologist and radio show host as well, helping to shed some light on, you know, numerology and just what the numbers mean in general in relation to each of our lives. But before we go to my guest, first I'm going to give some insight of an astrological nature into the moon's ingression into the sign of Aquarius. Normally when the moon changes signs, it changes the flavoring for the day. And with the moon in Aquarius, the energetic dial is set on a rebellious, original, shocking, and progressive setting, helping to make it an ideal time period in which we plan for our futures. You know, it's a perfect time for us to just lay the schematic for the life that we all want. You know, and this would be an amazing time to, you know, get yourself aligned with an organization or a group that has the same goal as you. Aquarius is an air sign. And, you know, the air element and energy relates to interactions, communication, thoughts, ideas, and Aquarius being a fixed sign shows that, you know, that there's a fixed idea, there's a structured idea, or goal or aspiration that people are moving towards, you know, attaining. And with it being a universal sign, it simply relates to the fact that, you know, the goal always is about, you know, your place within the bigger scheme of everything. So this is a good time to think about your place within society and how it is that you can contribute to it as a whole, as opposed to just for yourself personally. Okay. So what I'm going to do here now is bring on my special guest, Ronald Kaur.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I am absolutely fantastic.
That's fantastic.
So happy to have you here today. Now, one thing about me is that I really, really, really enjoy having people on my show who are interested in the metaphysical and who are, you know, aligned with the quote-unquote common practices like astrology and mediumistic practices and psychic work and numerology. And I rarely ever have numerologists on my show, if ever. No, you're the first. So this is the coolest moment ever.
Definitely.
I guess my, you know, from what I know about you, I've heard and seen articles that you do, you know, based on political things and focused on the economy and the psychology of, you know, different cultures within America and different, you know, racial groups and ethnicities and things like that. But my question for you is, how exactly did you become in the metaphysical, you know, being so, I guess, mundane-minded or being aligned with things that are quote-unquote regular? How did you get into, you know, the metaphysical at all?
That's an interesting question, and I guess you could say it goes back to my younger years. I was always introduced to religion, being a Catholic and also being a Christian. I know it sounds similar, but it gives different rituals. And I've always looked up to people like political leaders and also spiritual leaders like Gandhi, Buddha, especially Jesus. Like, I remember me reading a book about a Bible story for children, and it really resonated with me. And I always saw and considered Jesus Christ to be a political, spiritual warrior, the one who was defending for the poor, defending and standing up against the Romans when it comes to taxation and so forth. So I incorporated religion and politics together, and I always see that life is nothing but politics and life is nothing but spiritual, and vice versa.
Okay, interesting. I like your take. Now, how did numerology come up for you? How exactly did it just fall into the mix? Did you just, like, you know, you were in kindergarten, you know, you were learning how to write your numbers, and you just thought, oh, okay, well, I like numerology because I know how to write numbers now. No, I'm joking. But how did you get into numerology, you know?
Yeah, another good question. I guess you could say it's because I always looked at it like, you know, I'm in the process of developing and honing my intuitiveness here and there, and I looked at numerology as a safe outlet to complement my intuitiveness. And also, you can't really go wrong with numerology. It's pretty much like algebra with facts and numbers and statistics and data. You know, you can't really disapprove numerology, but you can easily say and question some psychics out there, especially how some psychics might be not the best psychics or not the best intentions when it comes to the client. So with numerology, you can measure it. You can measure the person's personality. You can measure what things could be in the future, kind of like astrology, kind of. But I also found out that numerology, astrology, and tarot are somewhat interconnected. And I thought that was really fascinating, and I'm still in the process of learning that. And be aware that I'm still in the process of learning things about numerology and so many other things. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say, I don't have all the information, but I'll help you as much as I can as of now.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We're all always in the process of learning. So, you know, that's one thing that's going to strike, you know, it's going to strike a common chord amongst everyone within the metaphysical and spiritual field. We're always learning, always expanding our minds. And there's so much to learn. So, you know, we're all in that same position. Even the quote unquote
mm-hmm.
masters or quote unquote world renowned or things like that. Okay. So how exactly do you conceive of numerology working, you know, whereas in astrology, I'm just going to put this out there. There's lots of,
mm-hmm.
you know, people who utilize these different metaphysical practices like astrology and numerology, mediums and psychics, you know, utilizing psychic ability, quote unquote. yet none of them often explain how the processes work, you know. It's like they expect you to just believe it's going to work just because you say you do it, you know? Whereas for me, I've always been like, I guess, a digger, you know, psychologist in some way or another, because I always wanted to get to the bottom of things. And, me, as far as astrology is, everyone knows I do astrology or whatever. And, you know, I conceived of so many different theories and philosophies as to how it actually works. So that if I had to present it to a scientist, I could say, here it is. This is how astrology works. There's nothing you can tell me that's going to prove me wrong because of the fact that I studied this just as thoroughly as you scientists have studied this physical reality. But, you know, today we don't see that as much. And we don't see psychics telling us, okay, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is how I receive my, you know, my impressions. You know, whereas there's psychics just saying, I'm channeling it from the ethereal being or, you know, the higher power. But for me, it's just kind of like, I just can't connect with that. It kind of makes me feel like they're fake. But, you know, for you,
mm-hmm.
how does numerology work for you? What do you think makes it work exactly?
Well, be aware, like, just like astrology, that there's different forms of astrology. There's also different forms of numerology. I believe that there's three different forms of numerology. I only know one of them as of now. But, you know, you can really pick and choose. I also would like to say to everybody that numerology is accessible. Anybody can practically learn it. Depends on how in-depth that you want to know the information and also the description of each number. So it really depends on the individual. And pretty much unlike, I guess you could say, taking all these seminars and classes to hone and develop your psychic development. With numerology, it's really self-taught, and also that you can take it like a course or whatever. It shouldn't take too long. But again, like I mentioned, that there's three different forms of numerology, and depending on the person, you know, you can go deep or really deep or just the basics.
Makes absolute sense. Okay, so another one of my questions for you. I hear that you're a political psychic. So what is that all about? You know, I hear so many different titles. I mean, I've heard from, let's see, animal intuitive to what's the newest one that I've heard? Celebrity sex psychic. So what, you know, there's all these different names. So what is a political psychic in your opinion, and do you completely abide by that, or what's the deal with that? So go ahead, let's just see.
Well, that's a good question, really, like all your previous questions. And the answer is pretty much simple. I guess you could say I don't like to use the word psychic right now because I'm still in the development process. But if I had to use that word, I would say that I'm in the process of discovering, rediscovering, and testing the truth out there, kind of like what you do, kind of, and also to try to give people a platform of advocacy, of understanding who their true potential could be. And my true belief is that you don't need to necessarily be psychic or a numerologist or study X, Y, or Z. What people need to do, and this is my humble opinion, is to connect yourself with a higher power. And I'm talking about God. I don't necessarily know people's spiritual or religious belief or their background, but I really do feel that the connection with us, it's not about can I win the lotto, can I find out who my next lover is going to be,
yeah.
X, Y, or Z. It's more about how can I be in one with God, or if anything, how can I be one within myself so I can find my own truth, my own path, and my own authentic self instead of believing other people's truth and reality where I don't even walk their path and they have different paths and different life challenges. And that's where I see that there needs to be some form of credibility, guidelines, some standards, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of split that apart because I have my own spiritual belief and my own spiritual walks of life. But I also do advocacy on a political level when it comes to voting, when it comes to substance abuse, when it comes to LGBT issues, which is gay issues, when it comes to environment, when it comes to education. But again, like I've mentioned at the very beginning, everything is spiritual, everything is political, and vice versa.
Okay, nice answer. Well, we do have a caller, so I'm just going to put them on and see what they would like to discuss or if they have a question for you or me or about numerology or astrology or anything. So let's just put this caller on the air. Caller 718, what's your name and where are you from? I think I know who it is, but...
Yes, Aminti. Hi.
Hi, Aminti.
I've been researching a 9 connection, and I find people who have a 9 connection usually are the people who are in relationships, and you're like, well, how the heck are you two together? On the outside, it doesn't look like anything, but on the inside, they have such a very bonded connection, and that's me and my mate now. The issue I have is coming to a common ground. You know, what is the lessons, you know, that two people in a non-connection relationship, you know, how can they, you know, learn to get along? Or, you know, what's the common ground between the two?
Okay, well, I guess this is for you, Ron. So I guess her question is more so about the number 9. You both are 9s, your life path numbers?
I'm sorry. He's a 33-6, and I'm a 12-3 life path number. If you want the astrology, I can tell you the astrology, too.
When you say 33, he's a 33 master number, you're a 12-3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that equal 9? I'm a little bit confused.
6 plus 3 is 9.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I was thinking about 6. I don't know. I'm so sorry. All right. I'll leave it to the numerologist.
Okay.
All right, Ron. So you're on. I guess she wants to know what that relationship is like together, those energies.
All right. Well, I just have to say that each number has a, I guess you could say, a light and dark number. Depending on the energy vibration that you guys emit to each other or to yourself. Now, it's kind of difficult for me to answer that question because there's so many things that I could say about this relationship. I could easily say that it could be a psychological issue. It could be a development issue when you guys were kids. It could be because of your attitude number. Could you tell me your birthday, just the month and the day?
9/26, September 26th.
9/26?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on real quick. And what is he?
3/6, March 6.
Okay, 3/6. Okay, 3/6. All right, so when it comes to your life number, for example, you mentioned that he was a 33 and you were a 9, right?
No, I'm a 3, 12-3.
Oh, you're a 3, and he's, wait, who's the master number?
He is, 33-6, he is.
33, okay. And you are a 6, just a 6.
26. He's a 6, I'm a 26, I'm sorry.
And this is your life number?
No. You asked me the birthday. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can I have both of your life numbers?
My life number is 3, and his number is 6. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So it seems to me when it comes to your life number, for example, and his life number, you guys are pretty much natural together. But the thing is, what I found when it comes to your attitude number, and this is pretty much your attitude about life and other people and so forth, I guess how Dionysus could say, you guys square each other, like you guys are kind of like rigid, because it seems to me that your attitude number is an 8 and his is a 9. And it seems to me that finance could be a problem. Finance could be an issue eventually if it hasn't been in this situation. Do you say that there has ever been issues with finance with him or you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for that confirmation. Because your attitude numbers really do clash with each other. I have to say that numerology is a little bit more complex than reading a horoscope or knowing your life number or knowing your zodiac number. There's about 5 or 6 different levels or numbers that builds a person, and even though your life number connects with each other, there's other numbers in who you are that makes you the blueprint of you that might have issues here and there. Taking away the psychology, taking away the sociology, taking away the religious and ideology belief, there's about 5 or 6 numbers that might not necessarily connect with each other.
The name?
So I look at it, yeah, with everybody. Everybody has about 5 or 6 different numbers.
I was saying I know our name number connect. I know that, you know, if you want that too, our whole name, you know, what they equal, if you wanted to know that too.
Yeah.
If I could just add one thing. The astrological aspect, when one of you stated the number 9 and the number 8, I think you being 8 and him being 9 or in some way, the number 8 astrologically relates to Saturn, oddly enough. Saturn is the planet of, you know, finances, physical hardships, you know, harsh realities, restriction. You're an astrologer, MNT, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
You know all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, restrictions, problems, hardships, you know, whereas the number 9, numerologically, okay, I'm just going to not say that. But based on astrology, the number 9 relates to Mars, which is all about action, anger, fights, passion, drive, the need to do something, the need to break free in one way or another. Saturn is about restriction. When Saturn comes in a contact with Mars, you know, it's bound to be a fight to break free in some way or another. And it can either represent itself through you, maybe you're the one that wants to break free, or maybe you're the one that's the restricting factor, or maybe it's him, you know, depending on the way that the numbers match up as well as astrological indications. But, you know, that's just something that everyone needs to know about as well, the astrological correlation to numerology. Go ahead.
Now, what I observed from him is that he complains, but he doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
And he was raised by 8 energy. And I just think that that's the aggravation. He tells me that I'm a very serious person, but in reality, he's the one that's actually being serious because he's looking at the little detail of things and he's not enjoying the moments, if you know what I mean. So it's not even that I'm the serious person. He's really more the serious person. It's not really me.
Okay, it makes sense. A lot of sense. Well, I'm sorry to cut you off there.
It's okay.
I just had to add that astrological.
No. It's totally wonderful. It's totally wonderful. We can really complement this and really help her here and there. So it's wonderful. Keep on doing what you gotta do. But I just have to say that you guys really need to respect both parties, each other's opinion, because I'm looking at my notes and it says, although this the 8 and 9 relationship, it says it can work out if the eight is willing to respect the intelligence and the wisdom that the nine is blessed with. It is important that the nine realize that although the eight does not think in the same way, they do not have a lot to offer. If the eight is living on a negative side of its number, greed can get him or her into trouble. The nine will not tolerate that kind of deception. So really respect each other's viewpoints.
That's one too. Mm-hmm.
But you know, whatever you can contribute to one another, and again, remember, everything's a process. You will get there.
I just want to say one more thing because I don't want to take a. I'm just learning numerology, and I guess the thing I'm learning with my eight. Eights can be very hard on you. I'm a three life, that makes you a little bit light on my feet. That eight can make you very hard on yourself.
Yep, it's Saturn.
Yeah.
It's Saturn. It's completely related to Saturn. It is,
yeah.
It is. And it relates to the scientists. It relates to, beyond the scientists, it relates to someone that sees life for what it is, the hardships, the problems that people have to go through day after day. You know, that number eight, that energy really, really, really relates to Saturn and you know, the fact that Saturn is all about physical limitations, so you place limitations on yourself, or you notice the limitations all around you, and you can't escape it. Saturn is a planet, and 8 is a number that represents the boxing in of things, whereas it can be a great number for someone to manifest things within their life, and they get, you know, to business, and get to work. But at the same time, as Ron said, when you express the negative qualities of it, you're more prone to be focused only on what you can gain materially or how you can fix your life up or money or greed or things like that, as well as, you know, like you said, being hard on yourself.
The thing about pay eight is like my eight energy is like, you know, it's kind of like you have to, I'm on my own, so I have to be like this. You know what I'm saying? That's how my life's been, where I had to be in situations where I had to do more. You know what I mean? I don't want to get too personal, but he has his family. My family's not around. All I have is me. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, that eight has been very much a part of my life. That three is a part of my life because I know how to be on my lighter side of the eight, you know. But,
yeah.
I just wanted to share that because I just, yeah.
Well, Ron, what are your parting words for a mentee here?
All I have to say, keep up what you do when it comes to astrology, but going a little bit deeper, but not too deep because we don't want to make the show confusing as it is. But number eight is a wonderful number if you really know how to use it and if you really stay in the positive side of the number eight. If you look at it like this, if you put the eight on its like side, it kind of looks like infinity, right? So for me, from what I understand as of now, of course, I look at it as, again, what Dionysa said, as finance, as money, as like I mentioned before. But it's not about seeking necessarily riches and being famous. It's more about finding that financial security, that financial cushion, where you don't necessarily need to have to worry about, oh, am I going to worry about the overdraft fee? How am I going to pay the bill? It's finding a way to find security, stability, and making your life a little bit easy for you financially. You would probably be good with finance. I don't know. I don't have all your numbers in front of me, but it's a possibility. So.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling, Amethi. I do hope that Ron helped you, and I helped you out a little bit.
I think I was going to be single. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I feel the energy. You know, it's hard for me to separate from the energy. And, you know, today I swear to myself I was not going to read or do anything. But I feel like...
You know what? Let's leave her with a parting gift. Can you tell me your birthday again? Your month and day?
Yeah, September 26, 1984.
September 26th. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. All right. Ooh, wow. It seems to me that this year, for 2010, will be somewhat intuitive, but also about finding unconditional love. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Internally, no, is it internally or externally? Externally, and this might be the path that you might be seeking. And because you bring up the concern about your boyfriend, I guess you could say, as of now, that's how I'm going to measure it, that you're asking about it. You know, it's easy for me to say that, right? But what's your current age, if you don't mind me asking?
What's my what?
Your age.
Your current
age. How old are you?
I'm 25.
You're 25. Okay, internally, I feel like you're finding some kind of answer, some kind of truth, some kind of information. It's an interesting or a good time for you to meditate, to find answers within, because sometimes we as human beings try to, I guess you could say, justify our behavior, our ideologies, our beliefs externally. Like I mentioned before, look within, see what you can find, and reflect on it and meditate on it if possible.
Yes, that's true. I have been listening since I've turned 25. That seven energy, I have been very seven, so that makes a lot of sense. Thanks. Fine.
No problem.
Aw, well, thank you very,
well.
Very, very much for calling in a mentee.
Okay,
you're the
you.
Best.
Well,
I can tell you're stressed about this, for real. And, you know, it totally changes your energy and goes through you. But, you know, you don't want situations to affect you like this, you know, whereas it's messing up your energy and your vibration, you know.
Right.
So you kind of have to, like, come to your own, like, light a candle or something, you know, like, just really, really relax with who you are and slow your roll, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can feel it, and I shouldn't be. So I hope you have the best night ever. And, you know, you can message me on Facebook, or you can contact Ron. I put all of his contact information in the chat room, you know, for any more insight of a numerological nature.
Mm-hmm.
So have the best night ever, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Now, do you want to tell people about you, about your numbers?
Yeah. In 1 second, we have a couple of questions. Some people in the chat room were saying about their, being adopted and, you know, having questions about their birth name and then the adopted name.
Okay.
How exactly does that work?
Well, I look at it like this. When it comes to a change of name, you kind of adapt or change to the vibration, and specifically the vibration that the name gives off. Meaning, if I call myself Juan, you, but I call myself Ronald or Romel or whatever, it gives a different frequency, a different vibration, kind of like different shades of a color. Does that make sense? And when it comes to being adopted, it's pretty much the name that you call yourself and so forth. As of now, I don't think it really, really matters your name that your mom and dad first initially gave you versus what you call yourself once you got adopted. I guess it's a little bit different than astrology, where you really need to know when you were born and the time of day. So that's my answer for you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. There were a couple of people in the chat room who were concerned about that. Specifically, so I just wanted to get that answer there for them. Well, now that everyone has gotten their readings, I am going to request a little numerology reading from you. Yeah, I'm working on my British accent, everyone, so when I say things like little and, you know, there's another one that I do where it's like, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, never mind. Something else. But I would love, like, you know, I guess a sample numerology reading to see, you know.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give you a general idea, but pretty much your birth number is a 5, which talks about, I look at the 5 vibration or the 5 number as an adventure number, as a exploration date or a state. Your attitude number is an 11, which is a master number. Depending on who the numerologist is, they might narrow it down to a 2. But I look at it like, let's keep our master numbers. There's different master numbers. There's the 11, the 22, the 33, and the 44. And this is on the side, but I look at the 11 like finding some form of inner truth, some form of meditation, your connection to God or your connection to a higher being or whatever. The 22, I look at like finding unconditional love, finding some form of gratitude, appreciation, and so forth. The number 33, I look at it like you are somewhat like Christ, like Jesus Christ, like your vibration is really giving and caring. But sometimes with the 33, it can kind of be dangerous where you kind of put other people's feelings and concerns ahead of your own. That's an issue here and there. And the 44, I look at like, okay, you're connected to God, you're giving, you're caring, you accept people for who they are. How do you maintain that? So I look at the 44 as, how do I maintain everything that I'm doing? How do I have a legacy? And so forth. Anyway,
wow.
Continuing,
now, where does the 33 come in?
The 33 is kind of like God, or like Jesus.
So,
I'm sorry.
So is that in my numbers, or?
No.
Oh, okay,
it's not. It's not. But the closest thing that you have is a 3. But the thing is, your life number is a 3, and it's an intuitive 3. Let me tell you that. There's actually some intuition in your numbers. So if I ever say, you're fake? I don't think so. Your numbers say something different.
Interesting.
So,
no.
So let me continue. Where I see your intuition, and this is kind of being off the side,
this
see
is
it
cool.
In your attitude.
And you know, 1 second, I just have to add this. You know, people are always interested in their psychic abilities and their intuition, and, you know, the fact that you can see that through numerology is just very, very interesting and very cool. So go ahead. I'm just going to let you...
Yeah, so you find your intuition in your attitude number, which is an 11. I see it in your life number, which is a 3. I see it with your first name, and I also see it in your personal, your personality number, if you only specifically use just your first name and last name, not your middle name. I actually did your full name as your soul number, and also your first name and last name. Again, like I mentioned previously, how you call yourself really does make a difference here and there. So your life number, like you mentioned in the chat room, you're a 3, which is about expression. It can be writing, singing, dancing, talking, being on Blog Talk Radio, you know. My birth number is a 3 because I was born in July 3rd, so that's where I get my talking in. But I do have to say, looking at your first name and last name, it seems to me, and this would be an assumption, that you get along with your family, at least for the most part. I've seen numbers where people's first name and last name kind of struggles. There's a conflict here and there. It seems to me that your family and yourself is as good as it can get, if not better. So I don't see it going downhill with the name that you're calling yourself. Your soul number, just using your first name and last name, it's a 5. So here comes the little adventure here in Explorer. Your soul number for your full name, it's a 7. So it talks about finding some kind of truth, spirituality, you know, so forth. Your personality number for your first name and last name only is an 11, and there's two 11s, which are attitude number and your personality number, just focusing on the first and the last name.
Wow.
So if you want to know how 2009 was, 2009 was a year of finding some form of unconditional love or acceptance or approval or whatever, regardless if it's from yourself or from other people. Your number for 2009, which was last year, was a 22, which could be a 4. So you could either say it was trying to find or feeling some kind of love, acceptance, approval, where do I belong, or it can be a life lesson. Last year could have been rigid, could have been interesting. But I do have to say for 2010, for this year, your life for 2010 is going to be very, very interesting. And the reason why I mentioned that is because your number for 2010 is a 5, which,
I
mentioned, like the explorer. And as an explorer, we can find treasures or we can find dead ends, meaning you're going to go through a roller coaster ride depending on how you handle it, okay? So depending on whatever comes your way and how you perceive it, it could be really, really wonderful or really, really sucky. So it really depends on you. But the interesting thing is, for 2011, it's going to be with 6 vibration. Talks about, well, if you were a dad, I would be saying, you would be a good dad in 2011. So, but you don't have kids.
A good dad?
A good dad. You know, a father figure.
Oh,
but,
me a father figure. That would be very nice. I've raised not raised all the kids, but taking care of lots and lots of children. I own an entire daycare, so, you know.
But this is not going to happen until 2011. So you have, well, you will be stuck with the 5th vibration. So, you know, till the next year. And again, 2012, you're going to be the 7th vibration.
Oh,
does that
very
ring
cool.
up to you?
That makes a lot of sense. I love it. Well, you know, everything you said was absolutely true to one extent or another. So you're very good at reading these numbers. And I do thank you very, very, very much.
Oh,
on here.
I'm sorry to say this, but I have, and I saved one last thing for you.
Okay.
And it's actually, I've been doing this different kind of numerology where there's actually 3 segments in people's lives. Which from the age of 0 to 27, it's called the youth stage. 27 to 54 is called the power stage. And 54 to 81 is called the wisdom stage.
Yes.
And pretty much it breaks down, I don't know if you ever heard about this, who you are. I think I actually talked to you about this.
Yeah.
And
from
the age of 0 to 27, you are going to face the 6th vibration.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. And 6 relates to, well, you know, I'm just going to call you and get a free reading after the show, and then we can discuss it. But I put all of your information in the chat room. We only have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to have to say thank you very, very much for coming on to the show. I had a lot more questions listed to ask you, so I'm going to have to save them for next time. Yes, there's going to be a next time. No. Well, honestly, thank you very much for coming here, Ron. Is there any last message that you'd like to give to the chat room or the listeners really quickly?
Oh, no, I just wanted to say thank you so much, and I totally support Dionysus. I think he's a legit psychic and a wonderful astrologer, so if you guys are going to get a psychic reading, go to Dionysus.
Oh, well, just so you know, I did not tell him to say that. Oh, well, thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.
And have a blessed day, everybody. So all of you listeners out there, enjoy your Friday. It's very rainy, but, you know, make the most out of it. Okay, guys? So I'm going to see you guys another time, okay? Well, have the best day ever, everyone. Good night. Adios.
I've got a way with words, and it's the cause of all my problems. I've got my mind set, and that's the way it is. I never thought it could get this bad. When I had you in my pocket, everything was just fine, and you got a big mouth, and the streets are talking about the way you walk around like you own the place. You got a big mouth, and you should have shut it. Yeah, you should have shut it in the first place. Take another look after this sweet talk and all the things I said.